and welcome to the Marketing Showcase podcast. I'm James and I host the studio at Marketing Showcase events up and down the UK, where we get the chance to chat to experts from, well, every element of the marketing world about what they're working on, along with the latest trends in marketing, what's really working for them and what's not, their wins and their challenges, and lots, lots more.
Hi, yeah, I'm Chris Nightingale from Can Do Digital. So we're a performance marketing based agency that look after everything from PPC, paid social and creative production. So I've been running that for about 12 months pretty much, spot on.
Excellent, good. We've done a podcast together before for a completely different thing.
Yeah.
So I know a little bit about you, but it'd be interesting to find out a little bit more about your journey. Just going to quickly set the scene though, because we are 6 minutes into Marketing Showcase at Liverpool. So we're in Liverpool today, and this is first podcast recording of the day. So thank you for dragging yourself out of bed to come and join us bright and early.
Pleasure to be here. The sunny weather, can't not come.
So we always ask people to kind of suggest what topic they'd like to talk about, or maybe suggest like a title for their podcast episode. And you were the first person that included the words billion pounds in your kind of suggested topic for today. So elaborate.
Yeah, so I used to, 12 months ago, I used to work for a company called AO. You might have heard of them. They're big rival to Currys, and turning over a lot of money doing everything in the kind of the online space, don't have a single brick and mortar store to their name. And for the last 5 years, I was helping to run all their performance-based marketing there. So again, you know, PPC, Google, Meta, bit of affiliates, everything in between. It was a magical journey, and turning over, you know, £1 billion plus a year. And in 12 months, I just went, you know what, I'm working with a few freelance people here. Let's do my own thing. So overnight, went from working for a £1 billion company to a £0 company, which was terrifying. But equally, it's kind of sort of boosted my knowledge, really. So not that I became stagnated, but when you know so much about Google and Bing, you can't know too much more. So I actually ended up learning so much around other things, like how to run a business, dividends, AI operations, everything that sort of fuels client retention and client growth. And that was the real thing that's been my core focus over the last months, is how to build a business rather than build marketing for other companies. I kind of know that. So the last 12 months, like I said, has just been that real journey of understanding how everything clicks together.
What do you miss about working for a beast of that size?
Yeah, so it's a really good question. When you work for a company of that size, it's employing hundreds of people, like thousands of people. The biggest thing is the camaraderie and that single vision that everyone has of working to that same objective. So I think I might mention it in our last podcast around the whole piece around, you know, whether it's Black Friday, it's summer sales, it's summer refrigeration campaigns. You've got a team of 50 people maybe working on one campaign, and they've all got that single objective in mind, which is great because, you know, everyone's not fighting for resource or fighting different battles. They've all got one goal. We've got to deliver this much revenue, or we've got to sell this much product, yep, or we've got to build a relationship with this supplier, and everyone's working to that one vision, which is great. And I really miss that. I really miss the people side of it. I have tried to almost then, I guess, compensate that through having my own business, which is effectively a team of one, because it's really easy for me just to sit in a room by myself all day and do absolutely nothing, talk to no one, and sort of go, I wish I was talking to those 50 people. So what I try and do is obviously get out, talk to people, meet new people, network, socialize, events, and you know, come to great things like this.
I do some freelance work for the BBC. Probably not the biggest organisation in the company, but it's right up there, isn't it, in terms of UK size and stuff. And what always gets me is the best and worst thing about working for a bigger organisation is there's always someone else to blame things on, which can be to your advantage, but it also means sometimes when you're just trying to get an answer about something and you just get passed from person to person and no one wants to take responsibility, and they go, oh, that's probably such and such department, give them a call, they're on 63104, and I'm like, but how do I just get this sorted? And it, you know, there's so much complication. When it's just you by yourself, the book stops with you, doesn't it? And that is terrifying and sometimes terrible, but also brilliant, because it means you can just, you know, I mean, literally the name of your business is Can Do, isn't it? But you literally can just do, can't you, when it's just you?
And I do like to embody that attitude. A really good example is actually one of my clients is like a property auctions company.
Okay.
And the way that they've worked recently is just by empowering their staff to have that relationship with the client and pick things apart for them. They don't want to say, oh, your mortgage needs to be sorted, that's someone over here, or the house inspections need to be sorted, that's this department. They take on ownership, they take on the responsibility for that.
Yep.
And I've learned a lot from that, and it's a very good point because I've tried to do that myself. I feel like I'm responsible for everything, the nurturing the client, delivering sales for the client, building contracts for the client, everything. And it's great because, again, it just they trust me once I've been able to deliver a fair contract, fair results, brilliant results in a lot of cases.
Yep.
And it's a very smooth relationship. There's not that much grit in the machine, I guess, of waiting 2 days for someone else to respond from a different department. They pass their message on, you've got to raise a ticket, and
yep.
it can be quite cumbersome. So, yeah, in my world, I guess, I do work with specialised freelancers. You know, if there's a particular tracking problem I have, you know, I'm quite good at marketing, but I don't know every single thing because it is evolving so quickly every day.
Yep.
So I work with specialised freelancers, but ultimately the buck stops with me. You know, being yep. that single point of contact means that, I mean, to a detriment perhaps, but any time of day or night, my clients can drop me a WhatsApp and I'll tell them exactly what they need to know. And that works well because then they trust that I'm at the end of the line for them rather than waiting for someone else to come along to them back down the line. So, yeah, it's a really good point.
I'm nodding hard in agreement with that because I've had a couple of clients who said, ultimately, James, we went with you because you mentioned about we can just WhatsApp you. And you'll just sort it. And it's like, even if I'm using freelancers to deliver bits of work, they just know, like, they come to me first. Doesn't matter if I'm on holiday or whatever, like, I'll still sort that stuff yeah. out. That's a really attractive thing. Of course, it does come with its drawbacks. And we're in an interesting time at the moment in terms of where kind of technology fits into things across all of marketing, but I think particularly yeah. interesting when it comes to that kind of one-man band approach, because technology, automation, AI, all those things can really help us.
Yeah.
I'd be really interested to see kind of where you're at in terms of tech and what you've already implemented or what you're looking at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think without AI and a sort of automation strategies in my business, I would have probably already gone out of business because right. it just has saved me so much time. And it just allows me to get so much more done. There's tools that when I think about my PPC start of my journey 9-10 years ago, I was checking bids myself. I was checking copy was spelt correctly. I was checking links to websites were not going to 404s. Yep. All of that can kind of be done in a way with software that just allows you and pings you an email if there's an account that's overspending, if there's a web page that looks a bit slow, if anything like that. You can really just build AI to how you want it. So I've got a very good set of tools that just alert me if there's an anomaly, which means a lot of my time can be spent on strategic stuff for the yep. client. What's the market they're in? How do we get them to where they need to be? What creative, what does it look like? And then maybe something else like, I don't know, a Canva or other platforms can help me actually build that creative. And then similarly now, I'm kind of just testing the waters here, but there's a lot of AI in potential outreach systems that I'm now using as well, both in terms of like cold prospecting, but then also just like newsletters and nurturing already clients here. All the way down to things like referral and partner programs. How do I keep people in the loop that I'm offering X percent referrals and building a network of people that almost work for me, but I don't have to pay them unless something comes in. So it's a very fluid model, but I think AI is very important. There's a lot of people now that are very scared of AI. They're a bit sure it's going to take away their brand identity. And at the moment, all CEOs are looking at AI and going, if it's going to save me 20, 30, 40 grand a year, why wouldn't I do it?
Yeah.
I can employ someone else to look after the brand, but someone else to actually do some of the legwork. And there's a very distinct differential between AI that's just doing AI for, let's say, customer-facing stuff, which you obviously have to tweak. But if it's all the back-end stuff that the customer's not seeing anyway, AI should definitely be the answer if it's not going to strip the core meaning away of the business.
What's your thoughts then looking ahead to, let's say, the next kind of 6 months, 12 months? The world's a bit of a weird place at the moment, and I'm getting a lot of people saying to me, like, oh, it's everything's disastrous. And I'm like, is it? Because it kind of feels all right. Like, I, at the moment, I seem to be kind of winning more business than losing. But I know, you know, there's all kinds of predictions and whatnot. So what's your thoughts in terms of the marketing world over the next 6-12 months and the challenges and the good stuff?
Yeah, I think it's disastrous if you're sitting still. I think the only way to like, kind of progress and make sure you stay in business is to keep learning and keep evolving with the technology. Obviously, there's so much that's changing over time. ChatGPT is constantly evolving. You can still tell it's being written by a robot in a lot of cases, but if you look at some of the imagery that it's now being able to create, like you can create an advert from another advert and change some things around, and it's very nuanced in what it does. I have a friend recently who's bought a new house, and he was able to say, hold on, ChatGPT, I want black windows, and I want a grey door, and I want this, and change the colour of the tap to gold, and all this kind of stuff.
Oh, wow.
And it was absolutely incredible. And this housing company were just like, we couldn't do that. We wouldn't even know where to start. So, and he was able to do that in 2 seconds. So, you know, I'm not saying we should all rely on ChatGPT, but it has those use cases that are quite pretty cool from a marketing point of view.
That's very cool. Final question from me then. Anyone that listens to this who's in a similar kind of boat in terms of maybe they're just starting out or wherever they are in their journey as kind of like that single person kind of marketing outfit, what's your one kind of killer tip that you would give?
It's a good question. I would say learn as much as you can and deploy as much as you can and fail as much as you can quickly, because you can be scared to run a test and scared to invest £100 in a piece of kit or hire someone to do something or try a new test. And ultimately, the quickest way you're going to learn is by learning from your failures. I've had so many failures recently. I've wasted so much money. But you know what? I see that as a win. I wouldn't want to repeat those mistakes, but I've learned so much that I go, right, next time I do this project or next time I work with that person or do this, let's make sure that we have this in place, or let's make sure the contract is written in such a way that I don't get screwed over type thing. So fail fast, learn fast is what I would say.
It's a good mindset. Brilliant. Anyone wants to find out more about you or maybe has any questions that they want to ask you after this, what's the best way for them to do that?
Sure. So best way is just contact me on LinkedIn. Chris Nightingale, you find me there. Can Do Digital. And thanks for having me on.
Been a pleasure. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day at Marketing Showcase.
You too.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.